Brothers and sisters, it's good to be back here again, to have returned to see you once more. Great joy upon me, and especially to be able to celebrate here, not just Sexagesima Sunday, but Quinquagesima Sunday. So I get to lead you up to the precipice of Quadragesima of Lent, and let Father Simon really throw it down for you. Really show you what it means to be a Christian. And because I know that he's going to say it, I don't need to talk much about Lent. What I need to open up for you is actually to help you open up your hearts to Christ. You see, that's what Lent is about. Lent is about opening our hearts wide to Christ. Which is why, here, on the week of Ash Wednesday, when that soot comes upon our forehead and we go into mourning, why we begin with this first reading. This first reading is what? When do we have this? This is interactive. Unlike probably all other Latin masses, I'm a curious priest. This is the second time I've ever celebrated it, so it shouldn't probably be like all other masses. Interactive. When is that first reading usually read? When do you hear it normally? You've heard it before, right? I speak of the tongue of men and of angels, and if I have not love, I am nothing. Where do we hear that?
1 Corinthians.
It is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter. Where do we find it in other readings, at other masses? Special occasions which many of you have gone through in your life. Exactly, just call them out. This is interactive. We need to be able to speak forth the truth. Okay, at weddings. At weddings, we hear this. We hear this all the time. And you know what? They leave part of it out from our weddings in the ordinary form. Which part do you, is that it? Did that catch you off guard or did you not even notice? Probably didn't notice, right?
Grace loses
charity. Huh?
You said grace loses charity?
Not exactly that part, but that's a good attempt. It's at the end. And it irks me to no end why they leave this part out, because it is so important. So you're going to get it today. And every time you hear it in a wedding, you're going to bring it up and you're going to talk to somebody about it. That is the task, and that's what you're going to take away from this, I know. What does it say there in that first reading? It says there in that first reading, for we know in part and we prophesy in part, but then when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part is done away with. Here's the part they leave out. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Now we see in part, as through a glass, dark manner, but then cara a cara, face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as I myself am known. Now why in the world would they leave that out? It's powerful. It's powerful. Because what does it do? It says, when I became a man, I put away childish things. And if we are going to enter into Lent, we got to put away, brothers and sisters, those childish things. Childish things must be put away. What does a child do? We have beautiful children back there. I love them. It's the joy of my life to see, especially those children, because I know they're well-formed in the faith. They even know what their names mean. We went over that before Mass. Little pre-catechesis before the Mass. Now, what do children usually do? How do they act? Are they thinking generous toward others? Are they looking to help others immediately? Sometimes they do. Most of the time, not. Most of the time, not. Most of the time, it's mine! And when somebody else is playing with my toy, the toy that was given to me, or the thing that I think is mine, I go and take it, and I may hit the other person in the process. Charity doesn't do that. Marriage doesn't do that. When somebody becomes a man, when they achieve maturity, when they receive that slap upon the face, when they receive confirmation, that's calling them to toughen up and to give to others, not to seek to save oneself only. That's what it means to enter into Lent as a Catholic, brothers and sisters. Because what do we see here within the gospel? We see that they don't understand, that they are acting like children, that their eyes are shut to what Jesus is actually trying to say. Interesting, when we go to Jericho, we find what? Somebody else whose eyes are shut. Whose eyes are shut? A certain blind man. the need upon the way and doesn't know what's going on? Or does he? Does he know what's going on? We see here that he is calling out. As soon as he finds out it's Jesus, he remembers he's heard about this Jesus and says, he's the one who can heal me. So what does he do? Were you paying attention? Say it louder. Because he cries out loudly. We have to say it loudly. He cries out. And what does everybody else's reaction? Shh, don't bother him. Who are you to be calling out to this man? So what does he do? He says, look, okay, I'm nobody, so I should just go on my own way. And shake his tail stops wagging. He sits down and he begins to pout. Is that what he does? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. What he does is he begins to cry out all the louder, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Over and over and over again. He begins to call out, doesn't he? So much so that everybody around him is embarrassed. Everybody around him is put off, except one person. And who's that?
Jesus.
Remember, when we say the holy name, we bow our heads. Jesus. Jesus recognizes it, calls him forward because he was not cowed by others. So brothers and sisters, what we have to do here in the coincidence of these two messages, the message of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter, and the coincidence of here in Luke chapter 18, 31 through 43 of the blind man, we see that those who are blind see. Those who think they see, see not. Because they see not how Jesus sees. They see not how Jesus sees. Here we have this young man who, he's being called out of childishness. Being called out of childishness, and the people are stuck within the childishness. They see, look, we're little children. Jesus is the big, big, important teacher, so we shouldn't speak up. So they want to cow this other man so that he doesn't speak up. He's an insignificant child. But Jesus sees that he is not a child, but a man of maturing faith and whose faith can actually make him whole. So as we go through Lent, brothers and sisters, we have to have the same faith as this one. Are we the people who are cowing other people that are trying to come to Christ? Are we the people who are trying to push others away, or are willing to be generous and give them an opportunity to be heard? That's what our Lord is calling here. To step out of that mindset that I am just some little child who needs to just suffer in silence, but rather to call out to God. In Lent, that's what we do. We lay our prayers, our difficulties, our hardships, our worries, our anxieties there upon this holy altar and say, Jesus, you are the King. You are the Son of David. Have mercy on me. And I will not stop crying until you hear and answer my call, because I am your child. And as your child, I have the maturity of faith to know that your love is greater than my inability to see that my prayer can be answered. So if that's any of you today, call is to know that you can be heard. If you're one who calls out and starts to shun other people and tell them that their prayers aren't worth it, that their difficulties aren't worth being listened to or being known, your call is to do the exact opposite. To say, yes, I am here to listen. I am here to help. And if there's anything I can do, my maturity of faith says, I need to serve you. I leave you with one quote from St. Catherine of Siena. Beautiful, wonderful saint. Catherine of Siena said this. When she was falling in love with God in an intimate way, and he spoke to her, she said, look, Lord Jesus, I want to give you my everything, but I can't. Nothing I can do changes anything that you are. How can I make a return for the goodness that you've given to me? What does Jesus say to her? He says, look, my dear and precious one, my bride, the good which you wish to do to me is worth it enough. Instead, because you cannot add a single smidget to my glory, do the good which you desire to do to me. Work that out in your neighbors. thereby, loving me in them, you will make a return, or begin to make a return for the good which I have already planted in you. That's what charity is. That's what Lent is. That's what it means to take off our own blinders so that we can see as Jesus sees. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.